Hello there, sir. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research in behalf of Southeast Florida Regional Climate Change Compact. We're conducting a survey in the Broward, Miami, Dade, Monroe, and Palm Beach counties, and we'd like to include your opinion.
If it doesn't take too long.
Well, I'll make it quick. I'll be fast. As fast as I can. Okay, so this is the introduction, okay? The Southeast Florida Regional Climate Change Compact, a partnership between Broward, Miami-Dade, Monroe, and Palm Beach counties, is leading the development of a regional greenhouse gas reduction plan, which will reduce air pollution, that is, warming our planet, clean up our air, and provide important benefits to communities in the region, such as reduced energy bills, improved public health, and more jobs. The plan will cover the four-county region, inclusive of Broward, Miami-Dade, Monroe, and Palm Beach counties. It is important to the four counties to incorporate feedback from those that live and or work in the Southeast Florida region and the organizations that serve Southeast Florida communities. Regarding the most significant community challenges and needs as it relates to this work, this survey will take about 10 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And just go ahead and we're going to continue in English. Let's see here. So, what municipality do you live in? If you do not know, leave it blank. Well, okay. So what municipality do you live in?
Palm Beach County.
Okay. Palm Beach County. All right, let's go ahead and do the next. What municipality do you work in?
I'm retired.
Retired, all right. I'll write that down. Okay, what zip code do you live in? And it shows me at 33410. Is that where you live in?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's see. Okay. Give me a second here. Okay, the following questions are to help us understand what you see as priorities in the communities you work or you used to work. Greenhouse gases trap heat and make the planet warmer, reducing GHGs can stabilize global temperature. Do you think they can stabilize global temperature or no?
Yes.
Okay. Improve air quality?
Yes.
Okay. Create job opportunities in areas like renewable energy, energy efficiency, sustainable technology?
Yes.
Okay. Save on energy costs?
Yes.
Okay. Protect biodiversity?
Yes.
Okay. Reduce the impacts of extreme weather events?
Yes.
Okay. Protect water and land?
Yes.
Okay. Protect communities often disproportionately impacted by environmental burden?
Yes.
Okay. And increase public awareness of climate change?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What are the most significant challenges that we face? Okay, so let's see here. I'm gonna go down the list, and then the options for you to for each one of them for you to answer is not challenging at all. The other one goes to slightly challenging. The next one says neutral, and then the other two are somewhat challenging or extremely challenging. So the first one is okay. So the first one is high energy bills.
Very challenging.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is lack of access to green spaces, parks, and neutral areas.
Very challenging.
Okay. Next one says health-related challenges, asthma, for example, asthma, high blood pressure.
Very challenging.
Okay. Next one says exposure to flooding.
Very challenging.
Okay. Next one says lack of trees that can provide shade.
Very challenging.
Okay, next one, exposure to air pollution, example, air that is not clean, smoke?
Challenging.
Okay, somewhat challenging, you would say?
Somewhat challenging.
Okay, next one, lack of reliable, consistent trash waste and recycling options.
Neutral on that.
Okay, neutral. Okay, thank you. And next one, a distance between where I live and work.
Not applicable. Neutral, okay. Then.
Okay, neutral also. Next one, living close to a major roadway, industrial facility, wastewater treatment facility, landfill.
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Next one, unable to afford newer, more reliable vehicle.
Somewhat challenging.
Okay, somewhat challenging. Next one, exposure to extreme heat.
Very challenging.
Okay, next one, substandard housing conditions. Example, old roofs, a lack of inefficient ACs, old windows, etc.
Very challenging.
Okay. Next one, lack of access to good paying jobs.
Somewhat challenging.
Okay. Next one, lack of access to reliable, convenient, safe, and affordable public transportation or mobility options.
Neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. For the next few questions, we're asking you what you see as priorities and benefits related to each transportation, housing, and other services. Okay, so you have the options for you. I'm going to go down the list again, and options for you are extremely important, moderately important, neutral, slightly unimportant, and not important at all. So the first one says financial incentives for newer reliable vehicle. I guess they're talking about, if they're talking about incentives, that would be like electrical vehicles, right?
Yes, somewhat important.
Okay, somewhat. So here the options are, the second one, which is moderately, which is somewhat, I guess, in the other words.
Yeah.
The second statement says safe and accessible bike routes.
Oh, very, very important.
Okay, thank you. Next one, ride share options that serve my community.
Very important.
Okay, thank you. Next one, reducing the distance between where I live and work.
Neutral.
Okay, thank you. Next, more efficient bus options, example, faster and reliable, improved routes, etc.
Neutral.
Okay. Next one, improved sidewalks, tree canopies would increase the number of places I would walk or go to.
Somewhat important.
Okay, somewhat. And next, more bike storage facilities.
Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you. Next one, financial incentives for electric vehicles.
Somewhat important.
Okay. Next, more affordable train metro rail.
Very important.
Okay. More efficient train metro rail, more reliable improved routes.
Very important.
Okay. More affordable bus fares.
Very important.
Okay. More electric vehicle charging stations where I live, work, and play.
Very important.
Okay, thank you. More shared and or covered bus stops, stations would increase my use of public transit.
Very important.
Okay, thank you. More connection from public transit to where I live and work.
Very important.
Okay. More vanpool options that serve my community. Example, carpool options that save costs.
Very important.
Okay. And financial incentives for electric vehicle charging at home.
Very important.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let's move on. Benefits to you if the above service priorities related to transportation from the previous questions are addressed. So I'm going to go down the list again, and you, your options are extremely important, moderately or, you know, important. Neutral, slightly important, or not important at all. So the first one here says, creating new job opportunities.
Very important.
Okay. Increasing community awareness of strategies for reducing greenhouse gases.
Very important.
Okay. Having cleaner air where I live, work, and play.
Very important.
Okay, community beautification.
Somewhat important.
Okay, having access to reliable and affordable public transportation.
Very important.
Okay, increasing my community's resilience to storm, heat, and flooding.
Very important.
Okay, improved health, decreased risk of asthma, diabetes, heart disease, low life expectancy.
Very important.
Okay, having more reliable power.
Very important.
Okay, protecting the environment, including water sources, biodiversity, forest, trees, birds, and other.
Very important.
Okay. Increase access to services, amenities in my community.
Somewhat important.
Okay. And reducing greenhouse gas emissions that warm the planet.
Very important.
Okay. Let's move on. We're about done here. Housing, this is about housing. Please rate how important each of the items below is to you. Okay? So you have the same options. Extremely important, moderately important, neutral, slightly important, or not important at all. The first one is financial improvements to upgrade to solar water heaters to decrease energy costs related to heating water.
Very important.
Okay. Second one says, financial incentives to upgrade your air conditioning unit to a more efficient model.
Very important.
Okay. Financial incentives to support upgrading appliances, example, energy-efficient refrigerators, washer, dryers, stoves, electric, smart thermostats, lighting, etc.
Somewhat important.
Okay. And financial incentives to improve housing condition, example, new roof, new windows, new insulation.
Somewhat important.
Okay. And financial incentives to install rooftop solar panels.
Somewhat important.
Okay. And more trees around where I live, work, to improve cooling.
Neutral.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Benefits to you if the above service priorities related to housing from the previous questions are addressed. So you have the same options as answers. Extremely important, moderately important, neutral, slightly important, or not important at all. And the first one says, increasing community awareness of strategies for reducing greenhouse gases.
Very important.
Okay. Having cleaner air where I live, work, and play.
Very important.
Okay, lowering energy costs, utility bills.
Very important.
Okay, creating new job opportunities.
Very important.
Okay, having more reliable power.
Very important.
Okay, protecting the environment, including water sources, biodiversity, forest, trees, birds, and others.
Very important.
Okay, increasing my community's reliance to storm, heat, and flooding.
Very important.
Okay, increase housing quality, comfort, and safety.
Somewhat important.
Okay, improve health, decrease risk of asthma, diabetes, heart disease, low life expectancy.
Very important.
Okay, reducing greenhouse gas emissions that warm the planet.
Very important.
Okay, increasing green space.
Very important.
And community beautification.
Neutral.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, other priorities. Please rate how important each of the items below is to you. Okay, so you have the same options. Okay, extremely important, moderately important, neutral, slightly important, not important at all. More reliable trash, waste, and recycling services.
Somewhat important.
Okay, improvements to make agriculture more sustainable.
Very important.
Okay. Increasing the amount of green spaces in neutral areas, for example, forest lands, coastal habitats, wetlands, and mangroves.
Very important.
Okay. More composting programs in communities. In the
neutral.
Community. More, okay, neutral. Okay. And reducing air pollution from commercial, industrial activities, facilities near residential communities, ports, airports, landfill, wastewater treatment facilities, energy regeneration facilities.
Very important.
Okay. And more education regarding recycling programs.
Very important.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Additional benefits to you if the above other service priorities from the previous questions are addressed. Okay, so I'm going to go down the list. Increasing my community's resilience to storm, heat, and flooding.
Very important.
Okay, having cleaner air where community residents live, work, and play.
Very important.
Okay, increasing green space.
Very important.
Okay, creating new job opportunities.
Very important.
Increase housing quality, comfort, and safety.
Very important.
Okay. And reducing greenhouse gas emissions that warm the planet.
Very important.
Increasing community awareness of strategies for reducing greenhouse gases.
Very important.
Okay. Improve health, decrease risk of asthma, diabetes, heart disease, low life expectancy.
Very important.
Protecting the environment, including water sources, biodiversity, forests, trees, birds, and other.
Very important.
Yes. Lowering energy costs, utility bills.
Very important.
And having more reliable power.
Very important.
Okay. And here, how long have you lived in Southeast Florida? Less than a year, 1 year to 3 years, 4 years to 7 years, 7 years to 10 years, or 10 years plus?
10 years plus.
Okay. And what is your annual household income? Less than $25,000 a year, between $25,000 and $49,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, $75,000 and $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
50 to 75.
Okay. And which of the following describes your living status? Are you a renter, a homeowner, or other?
Homeowner.
Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, trade school, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, PhD.
PhD.
Okay. And what is your ethnicity? Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin, not Hispanic, other, or prefer not to say?
White Caucasian, non-Hispanic.
Okay. And what is your current you said you were retired, right? So I might write retire over here. And which are you more, I'm sure, let me see here. English. And I think that's it. Yes, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for completing the survey. And we'd like to invite you to a webinar to be held January 2024, where we will be sharing the findings of this survey. If you are interested in participating, please complete this form. If you want to give us your email address and name, but that's optional.
No, I don't.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it, and have yourself a great night, okay?
Thank you too, sir, and good luck with this.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was fucking long. Shit.